Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, one and only. Please check out my website. For my new book, it's ageofthecustomer.com. Watch the video, read all about the book. You can read what other people are saying about it. You can buy the book there. You can find it on Amazon, Books A Million. I'll sell it to you as an autographed copy if you want one. So check all that out at ageofthecustomer.com. And, of course, my regular website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard, a longtime, almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of the whole Well Done series of books, co-author of that one, of that series of books, Well Done Parenting, Little Wave, Old Swell, one of my favorites, as well as Mind Like Water, also one of my favorites by our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Jim and I are talking about, he's talking to us, I should say, about the brain, about what we need to know about the brain. And Jim, there's some other things that you would like to tell us about that will help us use our brain more effectively and use it to our advantage.
That's right, Jim. And some of your listeners will know about what they call neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. Some of us think that when we get to a certain age that we're set. You know, our brains are cooked or set in mm-hmm. place. And it's not true. The brain has the ability to alter its own programming, and we can be a part of this, knowing about it. In fact, there's a lot of there's programs online now called that are sort of in the category of what people call brain gyms, and Lumosity is one mm-hmm. that I personally right. use, and I love doing it. So that you can increase the speed of your reacting, you can increase your memory. You can increase your ability to solve problems by training your brain in neuroplasticity. And you mentioned I think you mentioned the fight or flight in our last segment.
Right.
The brain has, we have two nervous systems of two kinds that we know, voluntary and autonomic. And, you know, voluntary is what we're doing all the time, choose and act. Autonomic is the involuntary part of us that runs by itself, the heartbeat and digestion mm-hmm. and circulation. And now the autonomic nervous system, that involuntary system is also, Jim, of two kinds. One of them is the fight or flight, the sympathetic. The other is called the parasympathetic, and that is something we don't know very much about or use very much in this time that the world is in. But animals know all about it. When animals get excited in the fight or flight, in other words, there's danger and they're going to turn, and mm-hmm. or humans, they're going to argue and get mad and fight. Animals know that after that period is over, that they can go back to grazing and napping and
right.
and taking it easy. So they know about, or they use, the parasympathetic part, which we could call rest and digest instead of fight and flight. But humans, you know, once the danger is past, Rushaholics anyway,
right.
I'm talking about my new book, Rushaholics Anonymous,
mm-hmm.
that you and I talked about on the break, we get addicted to rushing, to rushing around, and we don't rest and digest very much.
We tend to take it on as not just a means to an end, but a way of life.
Exactly. Gee, I wish I'd said it that way. And so what we can do is we're very used to goal setting, and we can induce bursts of what people know about as dopamine. That's the pleasure principle,
mm-hmm.
the pleasure part of neurotransmitter in the brain. So that if we set short-term goals, we can induce bursts of dopamine and reward ourselves. Dopamine is usually the feel-good part of us, but it also can play a part in our motivation. And we can decide to sum up what we've been talking about this morning. We have that 0.2 of a second. You were calling it 2 seconds. We only have 2/10 of a second to, with our free won't, to choose not to what to respond to. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to think that we're multitasking. We can slow down. In fact, we have more success through what the brain is really designed to do, and that is to concentrate. People, great people in the world in every field have been people of great concentration. And concentration itself has two important parts. One is to laser-like focus on one thing. The other part, the negative part, is to keep interruptions and things that bother us away. So the ability to focus and the ability to not choose other things, to use that free won't part of us.
Well, one thing
we can choose, Jim, I just want to say this thing. We can choose what's the most important thing. And, you know, we all should know what's the most important thing in life. Well, the most important thing, you know, Jim, right? The most important thing in life is to decide what the most important thing in life is.
Right.
And to get it done.
Well, what I've learned is that whenever my first instinct to respond in that 2/10 of a second is usually not as good as the one I'll have after I wait 2/10 of a second.
Wow.
The second one.
You're using the gap. You're minding the gap.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. Hey, Jim, the name of the new book again coming out soon?
Rushaholics Anonymous.
All right. We're going to launch it on this show before too long.
You're
Jim,
right.
Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.